Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I'm here tonight to talk about tonight's Monday night episode of Big Brother Canada 10. We saw what happened during the commercial break in the triple eviction. We saw a new HOH was crowned, and we saw some people go to Wendy's. So we're here to talk about it all. With me tonight to talk about it all is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
And with that said, we'll be back after this commercial break. Thank you guys for being with us tonight. We'll show you the clips of what happens in the commercial next time.
Next podcast, we'll show you what happened during the commercials of this podcast. It'll be a really great episode, we promise.
Yeah, we're probably just all talking about, you know, cats or something. So yeah, very excited to be back here. What an episode.
What an episode indeed. Yes. Also with us tonight to talk through it all is Lavina. How you doing, Lavina?
I'm doing great. I love that episode. I love, you know, any chance we get to see Aika is a great episode for us, I would say. And I'm actually really happy that I remember that Big Brother Canada is not technically live. So we got way more commercial break footage from the triple eviction. And I'm so glad that we did. And we got to see everything, all the fights that were crazy. So love the drama.
Yes, we spent the first 30 minutes on what happened in the triple eviction, which I don't mind. I mean, it was dramatic and there was a lot happening. And it's very, I always feel like it's very fun to see all of this go down. I think it's one of the strong suits of Big Brother Canada is how much they show and how they edit these like intense situations. Mm-hmm. I think BBUS has done it a couple of times pretty well, but Big Brother Canada has the flair for the dramatics that I think really works well with these high pressure situations that are happening in the moment, where we'll follow Jace go upstairs and confront Marty, and then she goes downstairs and confronts Helena, and there's arguments happening with Summer and Josh, and there's stuff all over the place.
Yeah, the Monday episode could always be kind of hit or miss. I mean, we know that a majority of the time they often want to use it for an HOH competition. Sometimes, you know, they fly through that on a Thursday night. So when you have this, you know, big juicy drama, they can turn into like a 60-minute like mini movie, or I guess a half hour. They only use the first half of the episode. You got to use that time, and you got to do the best you can with it. And I do agree, BB Can always delivers with the post triple eviction. Even if we're all, you know, like meh on the triple actually happening, somehow you always end up feeling like, okay, there was at least drama from it, and we want some drama. That's part of the fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And there almost always is drama. That's the thing, like, we all hate on the triple eviction, but it does give us this kind of content. And that's like probably the only good thing that comes out of it. But I will say that, Matt, your comment on the HOH competition being usually reserved for the Monday episode, I always tune out the HOH competition, but this week I did not, for obvious reasons. So we'll get to it.
Yes, Kevin said the line that every super fan of the show is contractually obligated to say at least once during a season. As a super fan, this was the wildest triple eviction of all time.
Row seat.
Ever.
The whole thing.
Yep.
And it all started with Gino being blindsided. We got to see flashbacks to the shocked faces of Jace and Marty being like, what the hell? Gino says,
I'm outie.
I'm outie.
You know, I hadn't noticed that about him, but Maybe.
I just missed that. Yeah, I don't know. The red gummy affair has come to its conclusion, and Gino is outie. And then we get to the aftermath of this, that Jace is not pleased. She's going to go into the storage room. She's upset. And then I love how they did this. Like, she's sad, and then they turn the music and she's like, no, I'm mad. Screw these people.
You know, honestly, I know the outcome for a lot of people. We don't want to lose Summer. We don't love that, but the edit for the whole night of being about JC Lynn's like redemption, kind of like a mini redemption arc. I was kind of like, yes, her winning that veto eventually was extremely exciting. Even though, of course, we end up losing Summer because of it, it's still very exciting. And I think that I am inclined to root for a woman in that position. So that was very exciting for me to watch.
It took me a minute to realize that footage of JC Lynn crying about Gina leaving wasn't me. I thought that was me for a second. But then I realized it was JC. I was like, oh, okay, well, at least I can understand where she's coming from. Just sad to lose Gina. But now that she gets to, I feel like we don't see this too often, of the showman's getting split up with so much game to play, or it either happens early or it happens at the very end. I mean, maybe I'm just forgetting obvious examples, but at least in BB Ken, I'm used to the showman's going all the way towards the end. This time, the fact that JC has at least one full week of playing by herself here, it may be a second depending on how things go for her, I think is very compelling.
Yeah, well, it was like losing two people in one,
right?
Basically. Yeah,
I mean, three people left, but
yeah,
so in reality, I guess like four people in three.
It's more five people might have left. I don't know,
that's math. Awesome. Sharon,
yeah,
math.
I don't know. I don't know too much about math. It's a little confusing.
25 hours per day, and there's 4 days per 100 hour.
Mm-hmm. I'm outie.
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be me.
Outie. Drop the mic.
I don't think he's outie. I think he's lying to you guys.
So Jace is going to go and confront Marty. Was this part of the plan all along, Marty? Big hints of
You really suck at lying.
That, yeah. JC at least, like, besides Secret Veto, and like, I feel like they're really using her as a character throughout different parts of the season. Like, they're getting, I guess, what they want out of her. But this is what I'm getting out of JC Lynn. These moments of just the rage after an eviction, or these moments as she goes going after Kyle, going after Marty. Oh, this is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? No, he also didn't really know what was going on, but
it's like,
never does.
This is the exact opposite of what I wanted. That's the whole point of the gummy bears. She's like, well, then it all happened because you couldn't make a decision, Marty. And he's like, well, actually, I didn't trust that you wouldn't flip. And she's like, should have just made a decision. The gummy
like
bears.
Like a grown bear.
I mean,
to her credit, both of these guys, you know, being pretty stupid is hard to predict that somebody could be as stupid as both of them were. So well, you have to think that there's something else going on.
My thing is like, you have, at least in Marty's case, she's obviously she thinks the world about Gino, but in Marty's case, you've seen this example like three times. Like, you gotta at least maybe think maybe he wasn't in on this. Maybe this was Kevin and Helena. Like, it's a possibility, but that's just me. Hey, I'm not in the house, so.
You should be.
Oh my God. No.
I'd watch.
You don't want to see that.
I'd stand.
You don't want to see that.
I'm watching.
Yeah. There's some arguments. Jace is going to come downstairs. She's pretty upset with Helena, and with Kevin. Kevin is just trying to get to all the arguments. And listen to all of them.
Is that what
once.
He was doing? He was running back and forth.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think it was just trying to. It was like he was trying to watch. You know how when you watch the live feeds and there's like two big things happening on both feeds, and you're just like switching back and forth between the audio. He was doing the physical version of that, of just like, oh, just listen over here. Okay, now it's gonna.
That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. And
because what HOH comp, well, actually that's not true. HOH comp could have been running up and down a lane, which maybe he was predicting that, and in that case he was getting his running ready. It was one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, Reasonable to assume that the triple eviction veto will involve running back and forth. So practicing for that, not a terrible idea. Jace is saying this to Helena.
I just don't understand how your brain works. It doesn't make sense.
That was funny.
Another thing I wanted to say, though, about Kevin running back and forth, the first thing I thought of was the way they're editing this. They're just getting any kind of, like, you know, mastermind who's not really, you know, getting the heat of everything kind of edit. And it reminded me kind of, well, in the action that he was doing, it was very anti-Dan Giesling during Keisha's birthday in Big Brother 10. He was just kind of laying there with his, I think he was reading the Bible or something, and Memphis was saying, this is what you happen when you put a bunch of 30-year-old women in the house. It was kind of anti that, where he was like, I want to, like, pay attention to what is happening, but it still gave me very much like, damn, this guy has been at the like forefront of all of these problems going on both sides, but he's like, oh, none of it involves me. It just reminded me so much of that, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. So
yeah,
good job, BB Can.
Yeah. Helena stands up for herself, though. She says, because Jace is like, you couldn't even look me in the eye. Helena's like,
I look you in the eye, look at your feet. I will do whatever the hell I want.
Not great comebacks. Helena's not good with the quick thinking.
I'll look at you in your feet if I want to. Who cares? I'll do whatever I want.
That's what you want somebody to say to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally where they're looking when they talk to you. I mean, look, I understand, obviously, you know, I think we all get that Helena is and the game that Helena and Kevin are playing here, they kind of are required to be telling these little lies along the way. But obviously what JC took here was the whole, you said you were my final two, you said it was you and me, ride or die, number ones, whatever the two of them had discussed. So that's why she goes off and she's like, Kevin, it's fine. I don't mind that you did what you did, but Helena, you should be ashamed of yourself. And do you even have a brain? And what's inside of that noggin? Like, what? I don't even know what you're saying.
I just don't understand how your brain works. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, no, you're the one who's going after every person for the wrong reason after somebody gets evicted that you didn't expect to get evicted. So, JC, I don't really understand how your brain works, but
yeah,
it's okay.
it's unfortunate. So to hear Kevin tell it, there was an interaction between Jace and Kevin before the interaction between Jace and Helena, where she went at Kevin first, and she was yelling at Kevin, and at the end of it, Kevin was just like, it's okay, I still like you. And she was like, well, I like you too, Kevin.
Yes.
And just kind of had to like divert her anger to Helena at that point. To which Helena said,
if I don't look you in the eye, look at your feet, I will do whatever the hell I want.
Which I think is part of why she's like, I don't need whatever for Kevin. You're the one that said that you were my number one, Helena. And so this is the position that Jace is in. And I love that we saw the flashback to the HOH competition, just to reset that, like, they are tied. It was tense. And I don't know that the like show only audience really understood just how tense this was for everyone, that it's down to the last question. Everyone's answered B. Jace is back and forth. She goes A and she loses. And Josh starts celebrating and Summer and Betty start celebrating. And it's like, oh, it's just the beginning.
Yeah. It's awful. It's great TV, but it made me cringe a little bit. When Josh starts celebrating, the first thought that I had wasn't who is he going to go to? Because I know that he's basically working with the entire house. My thought process was, holy crap, this is going to be incredible TV, just for the point of he has to make a decision now, and it's going to expose him, and it's going to eventually cause what we end up seeing. So I know a lot of people were upset, but I wasn't, because I had great TV. So
yeah, the rough part was watching Betty the entire time from that yes. point on going forward. Now knowing what was going to happen and just watching the slow train wreck of mm-hmm. Betty. Betty played the whole time up until that moment where Josh tells her that she's going up as a renom. The entire time from Josh winning until that moment, you see how Betty's trying to play it of just, yeah, go Josh, like, you did it, I'm so happy for you, like, it's you and me, like, we did this, like, we're moving forward, we're getting Marty out, we're getting JC out, and just very much presenting it as there's not a single doubt in her mind, because why would there be? that she would have been an option here. So watching that excitement within her while knowing that Josh was probably thinking in the back of his mind that Betty would have potentially been a renom replacement as she was, it was so hard to watch for Betty's.
It's like, have you ever been hanging out with like a friend and their significant other, and you know that they plan to break up with their significant other, but they haven't done it yet, and so like things are probably going to end soon, but they don't know it, and you're just like, oh my god, I'm just watching a car crash in slow motion here.
If you've hung out with Taryn recently, turn this podcast off.
That's what it's like watching Betty in this spot. She's just like, she's so happy for Josh, and she's so supportive of his decisions. He puts up Summer, and she's like, why did you do that? And he's like, I had to. She's coming. She can't be trusted. And there's things I need to tell you. Tell me now. He's like, no, don't worry about it. It's just, she can't trust Summer. Don't worry about it. She's like, okay, I'm with you. Summer though, is not with him. Summer has some questions.
What is your reasoning, sir?
Fair question.
It's a fair question, but, unfortunately there's no reasoning to the reasoning. That's just all there is. Mm.
Yeah.
There was no reasoning in the reasoning.
I finally found it.
I was waiting.
This whole scene here, all I could do was put myself in Josh's shoes, because every bit of like everything that he was feeling and everything that you could see on his face, I was like, you know, that's exactly how I would feel. Like if I had Summer, who I think he genuinely really likes Summer, who doesn't like Summer, coming after me like that, screaming in my face because of something I just did, I would shut down. I would not know what to say. I would freeze in that moment and probably just exactly what he did. Just watch her yelling and not know what to say. Because yes, Josh, you did this. Was it the worst move for you? I mean, that's a whole discussion in itself, but she's upset about it as anybody else would be. And she's going to let you know. And you have to just sit here and listen to it.
Yeah. What is the reasoning, sir? And she's upset. We're eventually going to get to a place where she kind of like the facade of like anger breaks down, and you see the hurt behind it. And she's just like Josh, I genuinely never thought that my journey would end because of you. Like, I don't even understand why. And I'm so confused and I'm so hurt. And Josh is just like, yeah.
There's nothing he can say. There's nothing he can do.
Ooh, yeah.
There's
no other way when it comes to the truth.
At that point, you've just got to, you just wish you didn't win at that point. Even if it would, you probably end up going out. Maybe he didn't think that. I don't know. I would regret winning in that moment that she said the words, I didn't know that my journey would end because of you. That hit me hard. So I can only imagine.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't understand how anybody can watch, Jace go blow up on Marty and Kevin and Helena and, be like, yeah, she's mad because of, Gino. And then watch Summer be like, Josh, you hurt me. Like, wow, how bitter is she? Like, seriously? What? Like, where does this come from?
Just think back to, BB23 was the last season, right? Tiffany evicting Claire. I mean, that's a way where you have to do what you have to do, but you can at least, you know, have the person that you're evicting that you're very close to that would never have expected to be going out on your HOH not be completely mad at you. And sure, BB23, you know, there was, you know, the whole the cookout and all of that was going on for Tiffany, and this is a little bit different, but there is a way that the conversation probably could have been prepared, that Josh could have probably thought about this in advance of what he would have said to Summer in this situation, of just, you know, maybe being fully honest. I don't know, whatever he wanted to come up with that would have been better than just sorry.
No. Yeah. Words
just frozen.
People surprisingly have emotions, and when they're betrayed, especially in a way that they genuinely never saw coming, they tend to be like, what?
Yeah. I mean, he surprised even me. I was like, who the hell is he going to put up? What side is he going to choose? Although I was leaning towards what he did decide, you know, I was still surprised because they do have a really good personal relationship. And I think what's interesting about the people that were saying that, that Summer was bitter and her exit right before she walked out the doors was like, I guess, bitter. I wonder if they feel differently now seeing the footage.
I should hope so. I mean,
I'm not sure if they initially felt that way. Like the comparison that you made with JC Lynn, they're like, oh yeah, you know what? She's upset because of Gino. I don't think that, they would change their perception because, JC was already yelling. And if they're upset with Summer yelling already, then they're not going to change their perception, which is very disappointing.
Yeah.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
So we get to the veto competition, big veto competition. And, I was like, okay, they made that HOH even more dramatic. This veto competition live to tape, was terrible to watch. I didn't follow it at all. I was like, okay, now that they have the ability to edit this together, maybe they'll find a way to make this a little more. Oh, she just won. Okay. Never mind. Still was bad to watch.
When I was watching it live, I kind of wasn't able to fully watch the veto comp, and I had seen the spoilers, the fake spoilers. So when the comp ended, I thought I heard JC Lynn won. Obviously, that's what I heard, but it wasn't until the commercial break that came back. JC Lynn's about to use her veto that I was like, holy shit, what? What world are we living in? I thought I read something else, but that's a different story. The comp was absolutely zero. Thrill, excitement, just, you know, the Kevin Martin veto win is the one that you think back to of, like, you know, a glorious victory, something that really is so meaningful and so tense because there's so much on the line. But the JC Lynn one, I was like, yeah, okay, congrats.
I mean, like I always say, I think it's me and Jenny Autumn who always say this every single podcast we're on. We are disassociating during these competitions. When the rules are read, I'm disassociating. When it's being played, I'm disassociating. So you can only imagine how I felt watching this. But I will say that, like I said, watching JC Lynn's journey throughout this one episode, I guess that one night, I was still like, yes, queen, when she won. As soon as I saw that it was her, I was like, okay, yes, queen. What's next?
There you go. Well, with Jace having the veto, Josh has to name a replacement nominee. And I was curious about this. I was waiting for this because I was wondering how much convincing it took from Kevin and Helena to get Josh to put Betty on the block. And because in my eyes, for Josh's game, obviously, just put up Helena, get Betty to agree to vote to keep Helena, she'll do it. It'll be fine. For honestly, even Kevin's game, I would say, yeah, just risk Helena a little bit. You can trust Betty. If Josh gets Betty's word, she'll keep Helena. It'll be fine. It'll hide the relationship. And you should be okay. For Helena, obviously, I'm not going to want to take the risk in any way. So maybe Helena and Kevin really push in order to protect Helena, whatever it is. We get to them in the pantry. And Kevin, it's first just Kevin and Helena. He's like, if Betty goes up, should we save Summer? Like, just do what Josh wants. He's like, okay. Josh comes in. Okay. How much are they going to have to convince him? Save Betty. Okay.
Okay. Done.
All right.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Not even a question that Betty's going up. It's just save Betty. There was zero convincing. Zero at all.
Handing it to them.
Yeah. Save Betty. And they are willing to do so.
Hashtag then, boys save Betty. Mm-hmm. They're trending.
And Betty has been, again, just, Josh, it's okay. You're doing the right thing. I'm here for you. I'm ready. It's okay. The summer's mad at you, but we'll get through it. Like, I'm here. Now that Jace has won the veto, Betty comes in to see, Josh, how are you feeling? He's like, well, not great, but I mean, Marty's going home. And it's like, Josh, what are you doing? Again, it's like he's about to break up with her and he's just like, okay, right before I break up with her, I want to make her happy. Betty's like, how you feeling, Josh? He's like, look, I just got a new job. Isn't this amazing? I'm so excited. She's, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. This is amazing. Yeah. And also, I just don't see this working out. What?
Ouch.
Right?
To be fair, it's probably been a long time since Josh has broken up with a woman, if it's ever happened.
It's fair.
So I don't know. Maybe he was just having a tough time here. But it was, again, from the Betty perspective, so tough to watch because she really never, ever would have ever seen it coming. And, you know, maybe like in the back of her mind, there was a small bit of like, you know, being nervous about it. And that's why she was pushing so hard of just like the celebrating with him. And we did this. We got Marty out. We. But alas.
He says, look on the bright side. Marty's going home. And then she's like, yes, that's amazing. He's like, yes, they start celebrating. He rolls on the floor.
I know.
Seconds before he's about to reveal this to Betty. He's rolling on the floor. This is so great. Okay. So who's going up? Well, I don't want to risk Helena. So Kevin? No, I can't do Kevin. So Helena, like,
so closer.
Me or are you?
Are you going to put me up?
I think so.
The edit is gosh. Incredible.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Why?
Oh my God.
The audio, the music is incredible. It's like queued up perfectly.
It's devastating. When she says this.
I thought we were riding this out till the wheels fall off.
You're coming.
I know. Her voice crack at the end.
I thought we were riding this out till the wheels came off. We are. You're coming. Don't worry.
It's awful. And it's funny because what I'm curious about is when Helena and Kevin are in the pantry and they come in, or Josh comes in and just says, save Betty, don't they have any pushback at all? I mean, they could have, and maybe they didn't show it, they didn't have time, but I wasn't getting any inclination that they were doing any pushback, because wouldn't to them it be so obvious? It's not going to cover their relationship. Wouldn't they want to because then Helena.
Yeah, I mean, again, for Helena, there's no way. And I think it's like with such limited time, how do you coordinate, especially in front of Helena, being like, true. Well, actually, maybe you should put Helena on the block. Helena's like, excuse me. And then it just starts to get messy. I think like neither of us on the block. We'll just deal with it later.
Yeah. And my brain forgot how many people were left.
It was tough. I mean, if Betty had won the HOH there, the one, obviously the Josh one, she would have done Marty, JC, and I guess Kevin or I guess it doesn't matter. But the opposite, the replacement would have been either Kevin or Helena. So obviously Summer would have been safe. Josh would have been safe. So her whole night, you know, from the second that Josh won that HOH, she thought that was what was going to happen, that her, Summer, and Josh were in the final five. And within seconds, there's a chance that her and Summer might both not be in the final five. And all she can do is run around and make, you know, hard to watch, almost like panic attack level, like pitches to everybody in the house, you know, begging for their vote to stay. You know, the blind side hit her from a tough place.
Yeah, this is brutal to watch in the best way, in the way that hurts, and that I'm glad that it hurts, because I want Big Brother to hurt me.
Right, it's what Big Brother is. It's tough, but it is Big Brother.
Yeah, and it's especially I think the thing that makes this feel like bittersweet as opposed to devastating is knowing what's going to happen with Betty, you know, like, yes, she's going to rise from these ashes. But man, is it brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, we always ask for, we love the drama, but I will admit the part after that Betty finds out she's going up and is running up to the bathroom and Helena's in the bathroom, there was a little bit of fun in that moment, but that was the hardest part of the episode for me to watch, because she was so, like, visibly having it, just like Matt said, like a near panic attack. Yeah. And I felt my heart rate going up. So yeah, that was extremely difficult for me.
The two extremes in this clip are ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, then I'm saving it.
Sure. Helena, where is she?
I'm in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
The sound cue.
Like, it's taking everything within her to not bust through that door and ask her if she has her vote.
Helena's like, you're good. You're good. Don't worry about it.
And the JC one was almost even worse. Like, she goes in there, she's talking to JC, and she's talking about, you know, like, please, do I have your vote? And JC is just like, I can't believe you're going up. Okay, but do I have your vote? Please tell me I have your vote. This just doesn't make any sense. Okay, I get it, but do I have your vote?
Yeah, the silence is deafening.
Why would he do that though? But please, I am going up. So do I have your vote?
But it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I promised a summer already. So I just, can I just go and talk to somebody else, please? And it's like, oh man, Jace, no. Like, that is not how you handle a person that is desperately looking for comfort.
I feel like if I asked Betty, you know, if any of us asked Betty right now, like, what do you remember from the triple eviction? Like, she'd remember the emotional high points. But like, do you remember what you said to JC? Do you remember what you said to Kevin? No, she must have blacked out during these moments, because, again, just the pure panic within her of, like, trying to make sure that she was safe in a moment that she never would have expected, that she would have had to go around begging for votes and, you know, pleading with these people. She just said what she needed. She got to the point. She said, are you keeping me? Please tell me that you're keeping me. I am not leaving this room until you tell me that you are keeping me.
Exactly. And what she remembers is Kevin and Helena immediately saying, yes, of course. Exactly. And Jace going, exactly.
Yeah, like,
you
to
saved
me
me.
As a
you
fan.
Guys saved me.
Yeah, to me as a fan sitting here talking about it on the podcast, I'm like, well, I wouldn't have done that. I would have just said yes immediately, because I feel like in that situation, you just tell a person yes, no matter what. Mm-hmm. But me sitting on my couch watching on TV, I'm not a part of a triple eviction. I'm not a part of a time, which, by the way, the Big Brother voice in Big Brother Canada is terrifying. When he was like, oh, 2 minutes. I think he said 2 minutes to the vote or something. That voice that kept coming
two
on.
2 minutes.
I mean, it really should be Marsha. I don't know why it's not always just Marsha's voice.
Yeah. Like, it's
I can't
not
do a
like,
good impression otherwise I would, but just imagine Marsha's voice, like, you know.
Yeah, like, it's not as goofy as, you know, I think the Big Brother US's voice, because I feel like the Big Brother US voice is a little bit comforting at times. When I'm watching feeds, I'm like, oh, I know that voice, because we've known that voice for like years. But this one's terrifying. Hated that.
Well, so Betty is running around and Kevin checks in with Josh.
We always gonna stay with him.
Betty running up the stairs.
Get anything? Tea, coffee, a cookie, perhaps?
Maybe a cookie, yeah. Okay.
That's all I want to.
The way you said that.
A cookie, perhaps? Maybe a cookie, actually.
With some milk, please, and a bib. Can you feed it to me as well, please? That's what I would say.
Oh, that might have been my favorite moment of the whole episode.
Yeah, we needed it. We needed the comedic relief.
We needed the cookie. We also needed a cookie.
I actually, after that, the next commercial break, I went and I got a cookie.
Oh, wow.
So, very excited about that.
And you brought.
I think that was not the food they wanted you to buy from this episode. I think they were hoping for the spicy chicken sandwich.
Mm. I don't like spicy food. Hurts my stomach. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Wendy's.
There it goes.
Anybody want cookies?
Or cake?
Yeah. We do come back from commercial to Betty.
I'm not really mad, but I'm kind of mad.
Yeah.
That's like me every day of my life.
I just like I saw so much of myself in that audio clip alone. Up.
I'm not really, I'm just kind of mad.
Josh says,
I'm mentally damaged for life.
Yeah.
Which you know is true. Like this poor boy is going to spend the rest of his life, or at least 5 to 10 years, thinking about this moment.
Look on his face. Like his entire face is just like drooped. Like just like sullen. He is also just in a haze of can I have a cookie, actually?
Yeah. So it's funny. I'm fully convinced that, first of all, I've never seen Josh frown that much for that long.
Right.
I'm fully convinced that he developed like fine lines in that moment. Like that's how long he was frowning and keeping that same position in his face. Like, you develop fine lines, my friend.
No, poor guy. He's got a lot to work out after the show.
Yeah, the lines and the...
I'm mentally damaged for life.
Mental damage, yeah.
Just, I mean, like the move that he just made, I mean, he's got his, you know, he was good with everybody in the house. He's been, you know, in a very good spot. You get to a spot like this where you, like, if he had not won, it's safe to say every single person who won, he would have been safe with more or less getting through the triple. More,
I mean, in a triple, you never really know.
Right. But he was one of the safer bets.
He was one of the safer people. Yeah.
So to then be the person who has the power and have to make a decision, and you have two people that you're close with, Summer and Betty, both telling you that you're an idiot for doing this, and you know, how could you? And you're ruining your game, and you're ruining our lives, and you're making me miserable, and I hate my life now, and this is all your fault. Like, you know, he went through a bit of a ride there, but he decided, you know, to go for it and win the HOH. And he said, you know, I mean, granted, that was the DR. It was later on, but he must have known in that moment that he was going to show his cards, and this is a pivotal point in his game.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, right? Like, the way that Kevin has managed to entice Josh into playing with him and Helena was always the fun, devious angle. Like this is a game. Let's have fun. Let's manipulate. Let's betray. Like, this is going to be a blast. Josh is always having fun with Kevin. It's the one thing that Kevin can provide Josh that Summer and Betty and other players that Josh has been working with can't provide, because they are playing more with their hearts, as Betty says, that they are playing more about, like, these are our relationships. It's a serious business. It's business. And Kevin is like, nah, none of this matters. He is the devil on the shoulder. Like, let's have fun with it. And it's been fun to work secretly with Kevin and Helena and be devious and have all of these secrets. And now he's like, in this moment, like, this is not fun. Like he's having the Rachel on Amazing Race moment. Like, Big Brother is supposed to be fun and happy. This is not fun and happy. This is not good. I don't like this. And he doesn't know what to do with it. But he's made the decision, and Betty is on the block. Betty does ask the obvious question. Are you working together?
Finally.
Yeah. And they say no.
Of course, imagine Betty's on to the three of us. She's not stupid. Of course she sees it. But let's go ahead and deny and see how it goes.
The denial that they did, the tactics they used in the denial were terrible. But I will say that what saved them is the fact that Betty is in the state of mind that she is in. Mm-hmm. And of course, JC Lynn as well. They're not really necessarily thinking too hard about it at that moment. So that's the only thing that saved them. But me, again, watching from my couch, I'm like, oh my God, hurry up, get to the point. It is so obvious. But of course, for them, they're in a triple eviction and I'm not. So
there's something to be said about fake reasons. All, you know, Vanessa said it best. I need reasons. Literally all Josh needs to do is say, yeah, Summer sucks. We don't like Summer anymore. That's why I did it. And Betty's like, that's so dumb, but I guess that's why you did it. Right. You know, and it's just like, it's enough. And there's a lot of other work that's happening behind the scenes, especially from Kevin and Helena, that have helped get Betty to this point that I don't think we're going to see in the episodes. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But the end result here is that, you know, she's questioning it. Like, it would make sense if you're not nominating them that you'd be working with them, but, she doesn't quite stamp it down. And they just will deny it and see how it goes ends up working here, at least for now.
At least at this point, you know, especially, you know, before she goes on the block and even like while she's on the block, you don't want to start like throwing out like harsh accusations and saying you are working together. There's no other explanation. Nothing else makes sense. Even though like in the back of her mind, she must know that this is the case at this point because he's not putting those two up. This isn't really the time that you can start like pressing him on that. You just kind of have to hope that he does still somewhat have your interest in mind. It sucks that she's about to lose Summer, but there are two people on the block that she's being told are probably going to leave, and neither of them are you. So, you know, just hold on to your seat, get through this, and, you know, maybe try to win the HOH. That'd be a good idea if you can work on that afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, another thing I am curious about from Josh's perspective is if he even had a moment of thinking, could I potentially try and tell Betty and Summer in the nicest way possible, but yes, I love both of you, but you did get outplayed in this moment. I'm curious to know if he even considered that, because while yes, they would be very emotional, hearing this and being upset as they should be, and nothing would change in that regard. But maybe Summer walking off to the jury has a better headspace of, okay, I just maybe got outplayed, instead of, wow, I just got backstabbed by basically one of my best friends in the house, and now I'm here. So I'm very curious about that.
Oh, it's funny, like even hearing you say that, trying to imagine it coming from Josh, I can't imagine right. Josh really, saying those happen. Words to somebody. Yeah,
you're right.
It's wild. Yeah,
the words would just be crying. I mean, yeah,
he's just not the kind of person that would just come out and say like, yeah, sorry, I played you. He's just like, and I think that's maybe like maybe the nurturer in him. Like, he just has this instinct to just, he wants to tell you what you want to hear. He wants you to feel okay, which is why he hates that this situation is happening, because he's doing something where right. nobody's like, there, somebody's going to be unhappy and there's nothing he can say about it. And he's just like,
he's very non-confrontational.
Yes, exactly.
But that's okay. Like, not everybody that plays has to be, you know, the cutthroat and the great at lying kind of person. Like, there are Joshes that play this game, and, you know, maybe some of them do the Josh game a little bit, you know, better. Maybe can slip in a lie or two, can get the words out rather than crying. If this is, you know, if this is how Josh is playing, this is how, you know, if this is who he is and this is all he can do to play the game, that's fine. Like, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's still not, it's not completely not working for him. And I do still think, I think Terrence said this as well, that I do still see a path for him to win the game. So, you know, it's the game that he is playing. It's the cards that he has with, you know, in his pocket, and he's got to roll with it.
Well, yes, we may think that, but Helena has some other thoughts.
For me, it's great. I love it. Thank you, Josh. Pat on the back, bud. But I think you ruined your own game. I don't know.
I don't know.
What does she know? She's looking at everybody's feet. She's not even paying attention.
I love it. We finally get to the HOH competition after, of course, Summer and Marty are evicted, and Betty pulls through another great celebration.
Oh my God, this is amazing! Another yes queen moment for me. Great storyline for the episode.
Business B came to play, and she brought it again.
Business B, let's get it.
She had a bad night, but she sent that through the shredder, and she. Mm-hmm. Going to come out victorious.
Yes. So Aika comes to host this competition. Very fun. It's a big letter shredder reference. I would have preferred, I think, that that like she actually shredded letters, that they like, I like, hey, here are some letters. Like, what if it was like, you can sit out of this HOH competition or I can shred these letters. I don't know. Like, just like get some actual stakes into these letters.
Yeah. You gotta just like have everybody go outside. You know, they're about to get in the boots and they see letters from home.
Yeah.
All right in front of them. And then I mean, she obviously wasn't there in person, so it's a little tougher, but if she was, and then she comes over, picks up all the letters one by one by one by one, walks over to the shredder. And then does all the roasting that she did. Like the roasting was great. I mean,
what if there was like some sort of setup where like they were on like the conveyor belt or something, and Aika controlled the conveyor belt, and they just went
them all through
one by one.
If you had to choose anybody, any of the former house guests to return to host a competition, I would choose Aika for that. But what's funny is like, all these things you guys are both describing are all like, if there's stakes in it and if they have to shred their own letters from home kind of situation. They've already just dealt with a very traumatic night. If they did that to them again, that's what I'm saying. If they did that to them again, incredible television. Right? Come on. Don't be
and
nothing
Ike is
nice
there to
guy.
Like let the chaos unfold, you know, like the queen of chaos. Like but it was still fun. It was still somewhat, the roasting was great. She got them all. Did she roast Helena? Did I miss it? What did she say?
I don't think she did.
Did she not?
I kept waiting for her and she skipped her.
I feel like she skipped Kevin.
Yeah, I think obviously she said about Joshua crying, JC Lynn and Gino and Betty.
And Betty was on the block.
On the block. Yeah, so she skipped two of them. Like maybe we were just, you know, low on time, but.
Didn't get out. Maybe she just didn't see them because they're ghosts.
Ooh.
I mean, if I had to choose between her and Zingbot, like, I would choose Aika. Bring Aika to like BBUS. Just like get rid of Zingbot. It's fine. I'd rather have Aika.
So interesting way of doing this quiz. It is a speeches quiz, and they can basically choose anybody in the game and write their names down. Anybody, I assume, other than themselves. It's very different in that most quizzes are like A, B. They're like two choices and you can easily guess. So it's a point system and there are lots of different answers. So this is really going to go to the person who knows their stuff the most. There's very little luck factor involved in this one. I mean, obviously there's always some luck. The questions being ones that you happen to know is one of the luck factors, but, compared to other quizzes, much less luck involved. Now I have seen Kevin study speeches. More than anybody else. And he really chokes this. I mean, some very strange answers in my eyes from Kevin. Just a couple of ones that are wildly off. And then even like, I think the most damning one is from Steph when she mentions the last 20 days. And I think he said Jess. Okay. And it was like, why would Jess be making a speech on day 20?
Were they on the block?
It doesn't make sense. Poor performance here by Kevin. Also poor performance by Jace. It's really going to come down to Betty and Helena. Betty pulls it out.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Yes. Betty wins the HOH.
I continue to feel bad for Betty here because I mean, obviously, like tensions are high, and this is how Big Brother works. When you win a competition like this, the high stakes, like you're not going to get everybody else celebrating with you. Usually, like people are probably maybe somebody's happy for whatever, but like just have this big moment of like, what a night, big moment here, and she's screaming, flipping, you know, doing tumbles, whatever for joy, and not a single person is like, you know, as on her level. And of course they wouldn't be, but like I just wish that somebody would have given her like a big hug and jumped up and down like she did with Josh not like 3 hours ago.
Yeah, the first thing I thought was the first thing I thought too. I was like, this is a huge moment for her. She loves Aika. It's like her favorite player, like she said, and she gets this another redemption arc of the episode, like I said. And I did realize in that moment that her two best friends basically that were left in the house, Summer just walked out the doors, and Josh just bitched her to in Betty's eyes completely stopped her in the back. So it's like, I would feel extremely lonely in that moment. Like no one's coming to hug me. And if they are, it's because it's fake and they don't want me to put them up. It's like, that's how I would feel. So that was, I do feel
run up to
Betty
the TV. Aika, can you just reach your arms out for a second?
Right.
Someone celebrated me.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we heard when Josh won, you know, there, so many people were excited. Even just the last time Betty won the veto, it was,
oh my God, yes! Oh, yes!
You hear Josh is like, yes, like everybody celebrate this time. It's just her.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Difference is so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there it is. Betty is the HOH. And that's pretty much most of the episode here. From there, we get a brief scene of Kevin saying, you got to make your HOH room exciting. He asks her if he can talk to people this week. And she says, yes, even Josh.
I love that. I love that. That's going to be the new soundboard, like, go-to.
I was also kind of living for Kevin in this moment, too, just because, like, yes. We've all been this before of, like, you're, like, whether you're friends or whoever, you're in a room with people that are fighting and you're just trying to be the one person to, like, break the tension a little bit and you're just saying something stupid, just, you know, so he's, like, trying to get Betty, like, to talk about anything else. Everybody else is all tense still. He's like, so, your HOH room, right? You know, winners, they're going to be here. Get you a nice outfit.
Yeah.
And no one's in the mood. Especially not Josh.
Yes.
They were done.
Well, she does show off the HOH room. She's got a winner's outfit. Is there any opinions on the winner's outfit?
I mean, coming from me, I like clothing. Not my favorite outfit. Skirt was cute, but I feel like it wasn't the very top, Betty right? to me. Like, yeah. It was like a vest, like a, was it like a denim vest or not a denim vest, just like a vest, right?
It was like plaid, right? Like green plaid. I was like, not my favorite.
Combo, plaid, okay. But. Green, meh. I mean, this, like I said, the skirt was cute. The shoes were meh. It wasn't very Betty to me. So I was like, meh, overall.
She had a lot of better moments in the episode than her HOH win.
Winners not winning this season with their looks, I think.
Well, that's not what Helena thinks.
Well. That's what Helena thinks. We're going to pretty much go straight into Wendy's. Betty hears from Ty, who tells her to play for herself, which is exactly what she needs to hear. And she has a conversation with Kevin, who is going to make a case for why Josh and Jace should go up on the block. And that's where we end the episode on, it's barely even a cliffhanger at this point because it's so far removed from the nom ceremony. But that's what we've got here. I was looking for this conversation between Kevin and Betty because Kevin is saying, I'm trying to make sure Josh and Jace go up on the block. But Betty says, I see what Kevin's trying to do. I'm not stupid. I don't remember what she said exactly. It's an interesting place to leave off here.
Yeah. All I need to comment on is Betty's fangirl reaction over Tashaun, which any reasonable person would have done. So great to see Tashaun. And, you know, we've now gotten all of the winners. So that Wendy's book is closed. We'll see if there's anything in the next week. But always good to see Tashaun and just love Betty's reaction. It was because she's Betty's in a relationship, right? That was who the letter was from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could like see her like a little bit like in her being like, mm-hmm. I'm still going to freak out anyway.
Hey, she said it. She was like, he's a very handsome man, but I'm sure she wanted to say way more than that. another thing I did enjoy too was during the Wendy's date when Betty asked Kevin, so are you working with him? Are you actually working with Josh? And Kevin was just flat out like, yeah, I'm working with him. I just thought that was interesting. Kevin's a very interesting overall character. Probably one of my favorite to watch in the past, like, one of my favorites in the past like four seasons of BB Can. He was just like, yeah, flat out. And here's what I'm going to tell you to do for the free nominations. So that was very interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. So Kevin, basically admits to working with Josh and then pushes for Josh and Jace to go up on the block. This conversation, it's important not to get into spoilers at all, but it's an important conversation. We will definitely see some ramifications from this. It's an interesting call by Kevin. Obviously, him and Helena are in a rough spot. Betty was just betrayed by Josh. And, you know, most people would go, Josh kept two people off the block, trashed his game, nominating two allies, public allies, in order to keep these two people safe. I wonder if they're a trio. If they are, how does Kevin avoid two of them ending up on the block. How does he make sure Jace goes up on the block? How does he make sure Josh goes up instead of him or Helena? And this is his solution, one of them at least, right? He makes a case. He says, I've been working with Josh. He throws Josh under the bus a bit. He also says of Jace, and I actually really liked this argument. I think that it was a very well put together argument, especially for Betty. He says, look, I think that when women and men work together, the men usually get all the credit. But it's usually like that doesn't mean that the woman hasn't been like the true strategic threat behind the whole thing. And so that's what he's saying. Jace has been the true threat behind Gino all along, trying to get all of that threatening Gino energy onto Jace. And at the same time, kind of making a comment about Betty and Josh as well, that, hey, Betty, the woman doesn't often get credit in the end between the man and the woman, AKA don't go to the end with Josh. He's so good. He's definitely going to win, which he also says outright. It's great. It's a great case. The problem is that he's really putting himself out here and giving her a lot of information, including this information that he's working with Josh. So, where this goes from here, I think is definitely interesting, but, I think we probably need to get into spoilers to really discuss it much further. I wanted to go over the BB Can Awards nominees, but I still have not been able to get it to load.
Just vote Weird. For Ika, vote for Paris. I mean, I think there's ones for this season too, but I heard that there's ones for past seasons. So just vote for them and vote for, I don't know, whoever else.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else has managed to get these working yet, but I do not see the nominations quite yet for the BB Can Awards. But I think that's about anything else from the episode that we wanted to talk about.
It was a fun surprise to have BB Can 2 footage just randomly thrown in there, obviously because of the letter shredding, but just did not expect to see Kenny and Netta and all the other BB Can 2ers just plopped in the middle of this episode. It's fun that, you know, it's season 10, they're trying to go back with their history a little bit, and that seems to be what the awards are going to be doing as well, to kind of give us some clips from past seasons. So, you know, just love looking back at some good BB Can moments anytime they want to do that.
I also love the house guest reaction to like Kenny and all those guys like freaking out and like cursing and stuff. Like Helena was like, relax, dude. Brilliant. I love right. the footage of anybody reacting to that not the first time, but you know, just generally it mm-hmm. was incredible.
Yes. I think the awards are working for some people, so I'm gonna try and pull them up in any way that I can before we get to these spoilers, and not that it's like the biggest deal, but I thought it would be fun to go over what we have available to us.
I would
love
to know how I can vote for Paris, so please if you
exactly.
find us, we're ready.
I was close here, hold on.
It's gonna be like you know, best cry. Josh will be up against all the, you know, all the criers from the past couple seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wondering like how the past seasons fit in with everything as well. Why is it so bad? Why would it work?
Hosting from the TV? Like, I mean, we already had Ika here, so I don't think she'll do it again. But is Gary going to be up on the HOH TV getting them all dressed?
Maybe.
I sure hope so.
All right. I thought I was going to be able to get this up, but it's not working for
Maybe
me.
Maybe next time.
We'll talk about them some other time, I guess. Let's get into some spoilers. Let's talk through the spoilers. If you're bouncing out now, thank you so much for joining us here on a Monday night. And I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update and everything that happens today on the feeds. And then tomorrow night, we've got the roundtable. Wednesday, we've got some Wednesday night recaps. And then Thursday, of course, we'll have an eviction. We'll be here live to talk through it all. And let's get into some spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message.
I'm not gonna.
This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means
sing it,
that
an
actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
I love
it. Great job, Lavina.
Yep.
All right. Matt said, what are you doing, Taryn?
I just don't understand how your brain works. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Me for the past like 6 years watching people dance in the middle of a podcast.
All right. So we've got some spoilers, right? So ultimately, Betty does in fact nominate Jace and Josh. Huge for Kevin and Helena. Especially because Betty, via this conversation at Wendy's, realizes after the nominations, holy crap, Kevin is running the whole game. Oh my God. What? Oh boy. She reveals this to Josh. She tells Josh, Kevin's trying to get you out. And Josh goes, what? I don't believe you. That's not true.
What?
No. And she's, no, yeah, really. Like he's told me all sorts of things. He's told me that we have a final two and he's been trying to push me to get you out. And Josh now believes her and has turned on Kevin. He says, no, Kevin. Kevin is not a friend. I want nothing to do with him outside of this game. I'm not voting for him in the end. Kevin sucks, actually. He is anti-Kevin now. They still wanted Jace out, though. That was important. So if Jace won the veto, they were looking to nominate Kevin and try to get Kevin out over Josh. Now, if that would have worked is a whole other story, but that was the plan. Helena, though, comes in and wins the veto. She is not going to use the veto, which means Josh and Jace are locked up on the block. Now, Kevin and Helena now decide who goes between Josh and Jace, and they have gone back and forth and back and forth about this decision. They initially were thinking, yes, Jace needs to go. Then they went through jury votes and they went, actually, Josh needs to go. And then Kevin was like, actually, I don't trust Jace and I don't know that Marty won't vote for Jace. So I think that Josh should stay and Jace should go. And then Helena went, actually, though, I think Betty and Josh have reconciled. Betty was trying to push me into keeping Josh. What if Josh has betrayed us? Okay, maybe Josh should go. And then this morning, Kevin was like, yeah, Josh should go. And then they talked again and they were like, but what if Jace should go? And they ultimately decided today that Jace should go. Are we going to waffle on this all week? Nah, probably not. Let's shake on it. Jace is leaving. That's where things currently stand.
I mean, it sounds like you think this is a lot. Imagine being the editors.
Oh my God.
Well, they just need to pick one, I think.
I guess they just, you know, they kind of have to do double the work, like make the parallel stories and whichever one ends up being the case on Thursday. Let's get with that. You could show some of the waffling back and forth, but I haven't been, you know, glued to the feeds, but I can't imagine it's the most interesting of them just changing their mind back and forth and left and right.
Yeah, I mean, they keep going back and forth. Now, the confounding factor here, the thing that's going to make this potentially move the needle again is that, again, Josh has not told Kevin about the Betty conversations. He has been pretty anti-Kevin, and Kevin has noticed, Helena has noticed a little bit. Kevin goes back and forth between, like, kind of being suspicious and being like, no, Josh is, like, locked in 100%. There's a chance that at some point this in the next like 3 days, you know, Kevin catches on to that something is wrong and that they change their minds again. There's also a chance that Kevin is able to flip Josh back over. It seems the only thing that's really flipping Josh is the idea that Kevin has been pushing for him to go. So if Kevin ultimately keeps him, Kevin might be able to win Josh back over by saying, what are you talking about? Of course, I wasn't going to evict you. Like, maybe I said a couple things to Betty to make it seem like I would in order to hide our relationship, but I would never have done that. And then, you know, again, things could get a little weird from there. But that's kind of where we stand at the moment. If you want the details, of course, check out the live feed updates. But as of right now, Jace should be leaving on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, Yeah, I don't know if it's the right decision from Kevin's perspective. I do have a question, though. Has Kevin not attempted to mend that relationship with Josh yet, or has he just been sitting on it?
He doesn't know how damaged it is at this time. He suspects that Josh and Betty have reconciled. He doesn't see yet that Josh is like anti-Kevin, nor do we know exactly how anti-Kevin Josh is. He's been pretty harsh in his conversations with Betty. But he's also not been very honest with Betty about the true extent of his relationship with Kevin. In fact, he said when Betty asked, like, did Kevin convince you to put me on the block instead of Helena? He was like, yes, that's what happened. It was Kevin got me to do it. He really, in that pantry, he said I needed to do it, which we just saw, not even remotely true. She said, I'm not going to find out when I watch these episodes that you've been in an alliance with Kevin and Helena the whole time, right? And he was like, no, definitely not. So, I think that this is Josh just continuing to kind of to butt cover, right? Like, he's just trying to, like, this is what's getting Betty to not be mad at me anymore. So if I need to be mad at Kevin, then that's what I need to do. And so that's where he currently stands. Who knows where he ultimately ends up? But as of right now, Kevin, he has not confronted Kevin about it. That was Betty's advice. And so Kevin does not know that this has transpired.
Okay. I do have a wish list. If you're ever going on any version of Big Brother, please talk to the cameras. Please tell us what you're actually feeling. I want more of that, because I am... seeing the confusion is like, is Josh being real, or is Kevin making a huge mistake in this current moment by keeping him around? So it's like, just tell us how you really feel, Josh, so we can understand what's going to happen.
Yeah, but also, like, if I was in the BB Can house and I got out and then I found out that, like, 90% of my cam talks were not shown on the feeds because the feeds are very unpredictable of what actually gets shown, I would be pretty upset, because that footage is probably lost forever of me just talking to myself, which is fine. I talk to myself all the time when there's no cameras on me. But, if I was trying to tell the feeders what was going on and again, nobody was getting to see it, I'd be disappointed. Maybe Kevin has tried. I don't know.
Yeah. Kevin has talked to the cameras. He even said, I think it was just this morning, he was like, I'm talking to the cameras, but remember Cliff Hogg. You gotta remember what happened to Cliff Hogg when you're talking to the cameras. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately that kind of ruined it for people for a long time. I think, Betty just mutters to herself, like,
love that.
Josh is gonna go. Put me in danger. Screw the guy. Which is fun.
I relate to her so much. I love her.
All right. So the big question, of course, is what should Kevin and Helena do? I said this morning, I've been saying, I think for Helena, it makes the most sense to get rid of Josh. That Helena, Jace has said to the cameras that she wants to take Helena to the final two. Helene even had a conversation with Jace where she said, I'm willing to take you to the final two. Now, Jace is very much capable of lying, of course. But we know that she genuinely wants it, at least at this point, because, she feels like Helene is the easiest to beat. And that's over Betty. That's over Kevin. So, definitely good for Helena if Jace is in the game, not as good for Helena if Josh is in the game. That's a pretty clear decision line for her. For Kevin, it was pretty clearly good for him to keep Josh until Josh turned on him, at which point the lines have gotten a little muddy. He doesn't have a clear benefit from this decision, so it doesn't seem like it matters all that much either way at this point. I can see arguments for Jace. I can see arguments for Josh. The argument for Jace being that Jace is not aligned with Betty like Josh is now, more likely to take a shot at Betty, thinking that Betty's bigger competition than Kevin or something along those lines, that Jace might be easier to beat in the final two with a jury. And then on the other hand, like I said, there's a chance that Kevin's able to flip Josh back over to his side if he needs to next week. He's able to talk Josh through whatever, that maybe he can even get Josh to throw the final four veto or something, because he doesn't want to have to make a decision between Betty and Kevin or something along those lines. He also suspects that there's a chance he can trick Josh into throwing the final three HOH. He's got a plan for that, which, you know, considering some of the things that Josh has done so far this season, it's not the worst shout in the world. So for Kevin, I can kind of see it go either way. For Helena, I do feel like the call is probably to keep Jace, but it's not like she's like losing the game if she goes the other way either. And we are now in a spot where they have gone back and forth. But again, right now, the decision is on Jace. I don't think that's the best call for Helena, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I think it's a perfectly understandable call just from the overall sense of like, Jace has proven herself in a couple different competitions. I mean, but pure numbers wise, you know, she has that at this point, I guess, disadvantage over Josh because it makes her a bigger threat comp wise. So I don't know. And, you know, Gino's in the jury house. He's who knows what's happening over there. If all the guys are broing it out and if Marty's, you know, included in on that and maybe there could be some Jace support. So I feel like that's not something that I would super be excited about having to go up against, even if Jace would take me to the end. I feel like she has, you know, a bit of Kayla, Jillian upside of just, you know, made it to the end. And I mean, well, I don't know, Jillian's a different story. You know, whatever. But I don't know. I just think that this isn't a very cut and dry decision. And we're going to see that play out over the next couple of days as they continue to go back and forth and back and forth and drive you crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. That's about what we've got, I think, then here as we move toward this week's eviction. Big stakes in the final four, Vito primarily, as if it is Betty and Josh versus Kevin and Helena, the HOH will really only matter in the sense that it chooses which of the pair gets evicted, not which pair comes out on top. The veto will make the difference. And then, you know, that's it. We've got just over a week left of the season. Finale will be next Thursday. What a wild ride. And it is now coming to a close. Any final thoughts, Matt, here?
No, this has just been a lot of fun to watch this season, to follow along with all the updates and everything. It's been a great ride. I'm sad it's almost over. We deserved and needed this season after the whatever we watched back in February. That was a wreck. So I'm glad we had this to kind of, you know, get us back into not hating to be watching Big Brother. And then, of course, summer is right around the corner. So a lot of fun to be had here. So that's all I got.
All right, Lavina, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm just remembering that Matt and I did a preseason ranking
yes, we did.
On website.com. So I'm thinking we should go like in the future after the season's over, we got to go over them and compare the actual boot list versus what
I don't know if we want to do that. That's not
who was the top pick? Who was the last pick for both of you?
My last pick was Herman, which I'm very disappointed
in. I had him low too.
But yeah,
not,
we both
not the
did.
Bottom. Yeah, my bottom pick, I think, was Stephanie. So not fair. Far off there. Top pick, mine was Gino, which made me even sadder on last week. But it's fine.
Maudie.
Yep, yeah, we both lost him on the same day. Mine was Summer. I was very confident, but
I had Josh at 3 and I had Helena at 4. So I still have some hope of not looking like a complete idiot.
Where was Kevin?
Towards the bottom.
Yeah.
Kevin talked about this. He said on the feeds, he was like, yeah, they do drafts. They do preseason cast assessments. I'm sure mine was like, who the hell does this guy think he is? He's not going to be a villain on the season. He's not going to get far. And then as the season has progressed, they probably changed their minds a little bit.
Yeah.
So all right, that's what we've got for you. Again, I'll be live tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. I'll be live tomorrow night with the roundtable. We'll rate the players and the stock watch. It'll be a good time. Check out the roundtable tomorrow night. And then on Wednesday, I'll be live on Twitch watching the episode with all of you. Twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong watching Big Brother Canada 10, followed by Survivor. And then I'll be reporting about both after the fact and dropping those podcasts later in the night. And then on Thursday, I'll be live again watching the eviction with all of you on Twitch and then recapping it all on podcast here. So check it all out and find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn and check out The Taryn Show. Matt, where can people find you?
on Twitter at Matt Liguori, and Challenge All-Stars 3 is on its way. So if you want some preseason content on all that, we have a draft that we did for Must Win, essentially, with Mel Got Served, the great Mel Got Served, on the Dom and Colin podcast feed. And then we did a Must Lose draft with Brian and Allie over on the Wrap Ups. So two different draft styles, all your Challenge All-Stars 3 preseason content. That's that. So check it out.
All right. And Lavina, where can people find you?
Just the usual, you know, being insane, having fun on Twitter. You can follow me at LPavs with two S's. And I have recently started streaming on Twitch. I don't know how often I can do it, just because my schedule's busy, but same username, LPavs with two S's. If you like Sims and, you know, Goose Goose stuff with these two lovely individuals, you can follow me there.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today, and we will see all of you next time.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.